This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's bringing strength to the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, this is our second straight session of seeing upside in our cattle market after previously having three sessions of big downside. And I think it's a combination of things. Technically being oversold, so we've brought in some good technical and fund buying. Also, we've got February going off the board tomorrow. It continues to have very good strength out there. And maybe building a little weather premium in with the weather we're going to see through cattle country over the weekend. And we saw box beef up once again today. It was $1.03 higher on choice, 25 higher on select. Moved 62 loads. Saw an estimated cattle kill today of 108,000 head. On the close, the February contract was up $2.77. April live cattle up $2.95. March feeders were $3.32 higher. May feeders up $3.35. And April lean hogs were down $2.17.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Leslie, once again, the soybean complex is a leader in this, and it's mainly due to what's going on in Brazil with the strike by the truckers down there. Now, it's supposed to be getting resolved. They've helped it considerable, but I guess they still got some renegade truckers down there that aren't compliant, and it's just the ideal what's going on that's given the soybean market strength. Export sales didn't really do anything to prices today, and amazingly, we saw Kansas City wheat today make new contract lows once again and bounce off those lows to close slightly positive. We saw on the close today, May KC wheat a penny and three quarters higher, July KC up 2 cents, May Chicago wheat 3 1/4 higher, May corn and July corn both closed up 4 3/4 cents. May soybeans were 15 3/4 higher. July beans up 14 3/4. And May cotton down 34 points.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.